Today we got it right. Obviously we'd like to have done it last week in front of, you know, at home, but it wasn't to be. But there was no hangover from that performance. There was no hangover from that late equaliser. The lads came in, they were focused, and I thought we put together a really professional performance.
It was all set in motion by Ian Westlake. I mean, what a first half he had. He really was menacing for them throughout that half. And, of course, he scored a gorgeous, an exquisite, a consummate goal. But other than that, it's just his creativity.
Yeah, he worked very, very hard. He really had the bit from his teeth. And I felt that as important the players like Westy and Cam, obviously, and Hoggy as well, with that little bit of experience, they would step up to the plate today, which I think they did. The first goal, I mean, he took it so well. It was a fantastic strike. But the goal itself was a great goal. And what I liked, Simon, about it was that you've watched us play recently. We build our success and we build our play on being patient and passing the ball and entertaining these fantastic supporters who've been here today. And the move that came up to that chance, and then when Westy smashed it in the roof of the net, tremendous, really.
I mean, he pirouetted like a ballet dancer. I've done ballet in my life. Have you, Mark?
Probably not as much as you, Simon, no.
But just the way he connected, it was just so exquisite, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he got his body shape right, and that was a really key moment, because it just settles all the nerves, just out any other, and so that was fantastic.
Well, moments later, Michael Brothers, you could argue, an even better goal, because that was sort of overhead, but it was perhaps more luck than judgment?
No. Michael Brothers, I have no idea how many games of football Michael Brothers has played for me, Simon, but he's been with me a lot of years, and he's got things like that, and I knew exactly what he was going to do. Interestingly enough, there's a couple of times before he got that goal where he'd done two or three step overs on the side, hadn't crossed it, and I just written in my notes at half, in my book for my half-time notes, stick one into Brothers, he needs to cross the ball. And I put the pen down and stood up, and there he was upside down in the air and smashing the ball in the back of the net. And he is that goal. Do you know what, Simon? I know we'll go over the top of that and the other, but if you see a professional footballer do that on the TV, that's on the intro of Match of the Day for the next 5 years. That's how good it was.
I've seen managers like you on the TV. I mean, I don't know what you're doing here.
No, that's right there. But here you go. Never mind. I'm trying my hardest, don't I?